Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Pat and John is joining us today. We are pumped that we have so much to share with you.
I'm going to tell you that when you're prophesying and you're speaking out what God is telling you, your hopes are, man, I sure hope I'm missing this. I sure hope I'm missing this. And then as all this puzzle begins to come together, you go, oh my goodness.
And
then you start saying, I hope we repent. And then it goes further and you're going like, this ain't good. And the progressiveness of beginning to really see, because, you know, we all prophesy in part, we know in part, and oh my goodness. We have a program for you today on VFN Radio. Going to be sharing with you some prophecy, a fresh rhema from God. We're going to also be sharing with you what is happening. This is God's news behind the news, and you know, a biblical perspective of what's going on. But also, a year ago this week, a prophecy was given on VFN Radio, shared on VFN Radio, which you can always get to these by going to VFNTV.com, click on prophecies, and or you can just search them out on the VFN Torch. And it has happened. It's totally coming to pass. And I mean, really, when you think about it, normally a prideful nation, a prideful person, that's the last thing that you think about when you're prideful is that your destruction is at the door.
Right. Mm.
That captivity, that trains are, that they're building a place to help you out.
Right. Transition package.
A transition package. And, but what's so cool, if you have not yet heard and you got to hear this, last Sunday, on VFN Radio, and you can hear it live every single Sunday presently at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, but you can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org from the VFN Dream Center. As you know, I was speaking prophetically about how to position ourselves even in a vast present danger, you know, coming to inevitably destroy you as an individual, your relationship, your family, your business, your state, your nation, your country, the world, that we serve a God who holds the world in his hand. Mm-hmm. And kind of the picture I saw in my spirit this morning, you know, America is like a ship, if you picture it like a ship. And I've seen it as a ship sometime, you know, in my heart. And if you've been listening to VFN Radio prophetically, you're saying, you heard me say things progressively like, hey, we just got a few ropes holding us, you know, one more rope left. It's like, we don't have no ropes. And then it's like, we got a hole in the ship. And this was progressing. There's holes everywhere. She's sinking. Learn how to swim. It's just like, you know, Pat Robinson with CBN is seeing the same ship go over the waterfall that I saw, you know, being pushed over the cliff. And when you think about a ship, I mean, of all the things, a ship represents the strength of a nation. I mean, you think about it, that it has USS, right? Mm-hmm. United States power, United States ship, and they just throw a name on the end of it. Mm-hmm. Whoever in that season they're wanting to recognize, the USS Intrepid, the USS Enterprise, the USS Ponce, the USS Dominant, all the different boats that's about there, the USS Kennedy, the USS Lexington, the USS Corpus Christi. But what's common with all those is that United States ship is the power. When in our history, and we need to really learn about history, is we find out that, you know, people were coming against America historically, and what our president did at the time was take a whole bunch of our USS ships, paint them all white, and basically go around the nation called the Great White Fleet that just kind of showed our strength. Mm. And it was basically, you know, leave us alone, quit pirating our ships when we're going over to get our tea, you know, whatever, right, and our spices. And it was called the Great White Fleet because it's power, you know, everything, what it really means has been so taken away from everybody. Nothing means anything to anybody anymore. But just because it means nothing to you does not mean that it still means what it means. Mm-hmm. It just means you chose to be ignorant. You chose to bury your head in the sand of denial. You chose to just get a prescription, a subscription to something that gives you no content of reality at all, whether it's some movie package or cable package, something. I mean, you divert news at every moment. And news is, you know, used to be, at least, you know, reality. And VFN Radio, we're trying to be able to bring some sane voices. When I think about the prophetic word that was given by Rick Joyner, and in the context of that word was that everything's shifting, and the news we're going to have to get, it's not going to be the same way anymore. We need to be able to rise up and be voices of, you know, especially being Christians, we have just God's perspective of the news. What is the biblical perspective of news? You know, we're not really concerned about a lot of things that the world would be concerned about, but we're concerned about, you know, how does God want us to react to this? How do we want to respond? What is the now word? This is what he says in the prophetic word to the church in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, is hear what the Spirit says to the church. And so you got to constantly be in a state of hearing, but not just hearing and doing nothing, which would be deceiving ourselves, but hearing and then doing what we hear. We call that abiding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I look and I'm thinking, my goodness, and this is going to be made available to you in probably Vine Fellowship Network's store, or at least part of it is available on VFN TV soon, vfntv.com, is, you know, how to position yourself, Let me get you the title of it so you'll be able to find it and look it up. But it's just so important because what I'm about to the other word the Lord has given me is lines up exactly with that, what he spoke to me this morning. And I have this word here, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to take my time getting it so I actually have the exact title for you. Facing impossible odds with God brings possible victories from our enemies. Facing impossible odds with God brings possible victories from our enemies. Listen, facing impossible odds by yourself with your own talents, your own ideas, while you're denying God and trying to scrape his name off the face of everything, brings definite destruction, by the way. And but with him, by the way, dig in your pocket if you still have a coin, not a Bitcoin, but a coin, and look on the very edge of the coin, not even on the coin, but look on the edge of it. They've moved God to the edge of the coin. It says, "In God we trust." And it's actually imprinted on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have so many signs right now that I can't even, there's just no way. You just got to listen and believe. This is, and when you hear this part one of the teaching, and I'm going to begin to talk about this prophetic teaching, is, you know, you got to not only have faith in God, which is complete faith, which means corresponding action. You believe what he says and you do what he says, and you believe in a way that you receive it. So it's a done deal. In other words, you believe God, and that's what moves God's faith. That, he says, if you do this, then you'll be upheld. But also, if you have faith in the prophet, you'll be successful.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of people that are upheld. Yeah, you survived it, but it's a mess. And it's because you refuse to listen to those that God's put in your life, the leadership that God's put in your life to be able to lead you through this. You know, you're upheld, yes, but you're missing a few things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a leg, an arm, a house, stuff, things, whatever, job, whatever. But if you listen, he says you got to have faith in God and have faith in the prophet of God. And that's the one who's hearing from the Lord. There's a lot of people saying they're hearing from God, but this is how you know it's a prophet or not. First of all, it draws you closer to God and gives you a fear of the Lord, not a fear of man. Secondly, it happens.
Mm, yeah.
You know, and not always. I just say, just do what God tells you to do and let people perceive whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't help but notice a few things that God has shared with me over the years has come to pass. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
You know, and I guess that would be a prophet. I mean, granted, I don't have a business card that says I'm a prophet, You know, I don't.
Or a plaque on your wall.
I actually go by Greg, by the way. For those that relate to me, you'll probably just call me Brother Greg. And of course, if you're in an American church, they call everybody a pastor. So, but that's it, you know. And it's like, who cares what people call you? Are you hearing from God?
Mm-hmm.
And we're 1 year ago today, there was a word given, because 1 year ago today, America was deciding and choosing. We were on the precipice of deciding, who do we want to lead our country? Who do we want to lead our country? And you had everybody, you know, saying all kinds of things. And we were going to choose who was going to lead our country. And the picture that the Lord showed me, like I said, it was about the ship. But what I saw was, this morning in my spirit, was a ship. And imagine, by the way, there used to be, you used to have to paddle the boat with oars, like paddles.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so imagine there's no, you know, there's no motor on it. There's no solar panels carrying it down the street. It's just, and imagine Americans, all of us, sticking an oar in the water. And what I saw was, because this is a government by the people and for the people, we're the ones that can do anything we really want to in the context of this nation, because, you know, we choose our representative government. We can't blame, you know, Washington for anything. We got to realize we select these leaders and we talk to them and we hold them accountable to our values and whatever that is. But it's us, it's the people. And what I saw was, what the Lord showed me was, you know, every American had a, well, the people who have an oar in the water, that determines where the boat's going to go. It determines how fast it's going to go, et cetera. That they all had an oar in the water who were trying to do something with this country, but they all were paddling in different directions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
With no leadership.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, first of all, save your energy. Save your energy. It's like, really?
Mm.
It was like, you know, everybody was doing what was right in their own mind.
Mm.
That's kind of what God said about the days of Noah, right?
Yeah.
By the way, and he also said, when he comes, it'll be like the days of Noah.
That's right.
Mm. He'll come like the thief in the night. In other words, you won't be expecting it. Like I said before, pride is so interesting, is that right before you die, you don't know you're going to die. You're like shocked. I can't, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and possibly, you know, sort of like the man that Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, had the vision of. He was actually in heaven talking to this man. And he said, it was a minister. Mm-hmm. And he said, what do you, and it was like different levels in heaven. And he was in the basement of heaven. No, he's in the lower level. And he's going like, what are you doing here? You know, what are you doing here? And he says, I just want to, you know, I just want to, I'm just so thankful and grateful that God gave me a wasting disease, a wasting disease. I'm just quoting here. I'm not telling you, I didn't see it, but this man has proven, we're walking in a lot of the things that he actually saw and he penned out in The Call and Epic Battles of the Last Days. And so, Rick Joyner, I'm talking about. And so he says, thankful. He says, yeah, but at the very end, I humbled myself. I humbled myself, and that's what got him into heaven. It wasn't all of his ministry, all of his work, and pride is a very scary thing, because with it, that, my goodness, you're not even going to know that you're about to be destroyed. Wisdom is crying aloud in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
It's shouting from the rooftops. I mean, this is what the scriptures say, and I'm going to talk about it, because 1 year ago today, I talked to prophetically about what's being verified in the headlines today. We were choosing our leader, you know, and, you know, salvation is in God alone, and it's unfair for anybody to think that you can vote anybody into office anywhere and expect them to be God. And that's what's happened, really, in a lot of past cases. And men will never live up to that, by the way.
Never.
And, but that was the time that the GOP was saying, you know, was having to delay their, and that's where the Republican crews are getting together to be able to talk about, I guess, whoever they're going to choose for their leader. And I'm going to talk to you about it, that God literally sent laughter over that place. He sent laughter over that place and shut it down and began to flood it almost. and I'm going to talk about that. And it was by the name of Hurricane Isaac. And I began to prophesy. And then something happening at the Empire State Building that happened to verify that. And we have this in the VFN Torch, these prophetic words. But also the very same thing that was chosen, because right after that or before it is when the Americans, and when you think about Republicans, you're thinking about Americans who chose a party or something. And you think about Democrats, you think about Democrats who chose a party. You know, Jesus is not Democrat or Republican or independent. He's mm-hmm. God, you know? And so, and we're for Jesus. And the values that he wants us to be able to walk by. But at the same time, you had, this is also available on the VFN Torch, and maybe this will all be available in the context of what I'm talking to you now. And, but the Democratic National Convention was meeting, and they were making a public statement at the same time God was laughing over this other crew down in Florida, that they were saying they didn't want God in their platform, and they booed God. They booed God, did they not?
Yeah.
They booed God. They booed God. And we literally, you can see pictures of them booing and taking pictures of somebody who stood up and said, I'd like to have God back in the platform again. It's like, you really think they're going to, I mean, they may put his name in there, but they're not going right. to put his will in there. Mm-mm. And they were taking pictures of him like they were going to take him out or something. And he was like, that's another American. That was another, a Democrat was taking a picture of a Democrat. Like, don't you dare. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It's like, what are y'all doing? We're all Americans here. Mm-hmm. So when God was laughing at those crew down in Florida, he was laughing at America. What happened at the Democrat National Convention, that was America saying that. They said, God doesn't see us as parties. He sees us as one nation. And then a particular lady with part of the platform, and they have different offices, you know, each of these parties or whatever, but her name was Vastai. Was Vastai.
Wow.
And she's coming out, and I believe it was a mayor from San Francisco, whoever, but I was going to bog me down if I think about too much right now. He came out there and they said, listen, this ain't going to work in this country. We're going to have to go out here and somehow get God back in this platform. I'm assuming that's what happened. I can't tell you exactly. But when he came out, they already predetermined that they were going to put God back in, you know, verbally, and they were just going to formally but informally act like they were taking a vote. Mm-hmm. But when they took a vote, they were shocked because there was more no's than there was yeses mm-hmm. to put God back in. And so finally, since this whole thing was preformed, which means, by the way, the thing before that was preformed, so this is their finding out, we're going to have to deal with this, that they went ahead, he just went ahead and said, well, you know, let's the decision passes. Mm-hmm. And then that's when everybody goes, boo, boo, boo. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I wish I had it up now. Somebody can get it and listen to it. But this is all, I mean, you're going to see this. You can go to the VFN Torch and you're going to be able to see and hear these things I'm talking about. And then the mayor, who
Los
Angeles mayor, looks over at the lady who's standing beside him and says, you got to give them what they want. Mm-hmm. You got to give them what they want. And that's the God that we serve. He's not going to push himself on us. Mm-hmm. We have to want him. And it was, he prophesied. You have to, you know, people say, how could that be? Well, think about it. God's about to be crucified. Jesus is about to be crucified. And somebody yells out in the crowd, let his blood be on our head. That's a simple statement that was made in the crowd. And we still talk about that today. Why? Because it was a prophetic word.
That's mm-hmm. right.
These are all prophetic utterances. All these things are happening are signs to us. And thank God for a sign, because they point us back to God and say, mm-hmm. listen, we need God back in this thing. And then it was like the chairman of chairwoman of it, and I can't, you can find this on the VFN Torch. She says, and her name is Vastai.
Mm-hmm.
And Vastai is the one that said, you know, if you understand that, we also have that happening. And then that manifested even in a ministry in America, a very powerful situation where basically it was a Vastai situation, mm-hmm. and we didn't want to say anything about it, but we wanted to be able to hopefully give balance to the church, God's perspective of it, so that we could hold our homes together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to share with you what was shared in the time this about a year ago, this time last year, is coming to pass right now in the Mediterranean. You're going to be shocked, and it has to do with Syria, has to do with Israel, and has to do with America.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What rights do union workers have concerning religion? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for the federal government shipyard in Portsmouth, Virginia. I got out of the union because I really didn't feel right about my union dues supporting a Democratic candidate. Somebody told me there was a way to assure that my union dues didn't support a Democratic candidate or a candidate that I didn't want to support.
You absolutely have the right to be in the union and not have your union dues go to something that you find abhorrent or something that violates your conscience. That is the Supreme Court in the Abood case made that decision. It is binding law today. You can opt out of that. There is a form. You talk to your shop steward of the union, and they take your dues and you allocate those dues someplace else, and that is perfectly allowed.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. To become more involved in protecting these freedoms, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I know you don't know a lot about football, Pat, but
right.
You know, I don't know if you know Tom Landry, he was a coach for Dallas.
Right, the Cowboys.
Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
You are Googling up over there, aren't you? Anyway, so you're Googled up.
I'm Googled up.
Anyway, this is what he said. This is what he said. He said, you know, you have all these players, football players, for those that don't know, it's a football team, and they want to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the goal.
Oh, now you're looking like you know everything. Okay, so then they want to win the Super Bowl, and so, but he's the coach, and he has to lead them to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He has to coach them. He has to get them. He has to help them work as a team, because you cannot get it if you're not a team.
Right.
And you got to get together. Mm-hmm. And so he said this. He said, I have to get them to do what they don't want to do, mm-hmm. to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Right.
Isn't that powerful?
That is powerful.
The coach said this. Coach Landry said this. He says, I have to get these players to do what they don't want to do,
mm-hmm.
to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Mm.
And you have to understand, when it comes to the things of God, your flesh doesn't go, woohoo, I'm going to fast. You know, I'm not going to eat for a week, you know,
right,
or
right.
It doesn't say, oh, this is so great, I'm going to deny what my flesh wants, you know.
Right.
And Jesus said in John 15 that we have to abide with him. We have to hang out, remain in him, spend time with him, mm-hmm. you know, abiding with him, which means, you know, spending time with him, reading his word, hiding his word in our heart, listening to what he's saying or impressing on us to do and doing it. So we have to, mm-hmm. and we do that, we can be fruitful, and we're called to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
But our flesh is sort of like, you know, Coach Landry's talking to our flesh, and he says, you know, and I'm saying, you know, to you that, you know, we're going to have to get you to do, your flesh to do,
mm-hmm.
what it doesn't want to do, so that your spirit man,
mm-hmm.
and your heart and your destiny, things that you always wanted to come mm-hmm. to pass, would come to pass.
Right.
And we have a simple plan for you, a plan that begins to progressively take you on that journey, the same way that he was taking his football team. You can actually begin on a journey with Jesus Christ, that he will take you to a place into your destiny if you abide with him. Your flesh is going to go, no, I don't want to do this.
Mm.
But your spirit man is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, everybody really wants their destiny in God like that. They want to walk with God, right, Pat?
That's right.
But you need a simple plan to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and you can read through that, request a free, a simple plan, for free, mm-hmm. and begin today. Just commit to 6 weeks. Commit to 6 weeks.
Right.
And just watch what God does. A set time, set place. All that's there for you. Mm-hmm. Simple little way to do it. No cost involved. Just you, Jesus, your Bible, and a journal.
Right.
And you can find out more at iabide.org. That's iabide.org.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. I'm talking about the prophetic realities that's taking place right now. It's taking place in our presence over the last when we launched, you know, VFN Radio and VFN TV to the world, and we have now people listening from around the world. We did it for the purpose of what God is sharing with us. We wanted to make it known. We didn't want to be said of us in history. We didn't want to be said of us in history that we didn't tell you what God told us. And what he says is, if I make you a watchman on the wall and you don't tell people what I've told you, then whatever's going to happen is still going to happen, but their blood's going to be on your hands. But if you tell them what I told you, and you can hear, see these words and watch these on VFN TV at VFNTV.com, and they do repent, he says, you've won them over, and this thing just stops. It doesn't happen. But if you tell them and they don't listen to you, which is basically listening to what God shared with you, so basically I listen to what God is saying, the warning, he said, the same thing will happen to them, but their blood will be on their own head. And so this word of God was just pushing is like, If we go to our graves without saying this, then we go to our graves with your blood on our head. Mm-hmm. The blood of all those who would have listened if we would have told them, at least would have heard. I can't tell you the outcome. You still got to, it's amazing how many people will hear what God says and just go ahead and walk down the road of destruction. But he says, but to save your own life, Ezekiel, to save your own life, you're going to have to tell them. And so it is a battle for yourself before God to get right with God. And nobody can save you other than Jesus Christ and you getting right. There's no such thing as a vicarious relationship to your pastor, your parent, your spouse, a good friend, or some little Bible study thing. It's you just knowing Jesus. It's an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ. And, you know, we shared a couple of our stories that you can find out about, you know, our journey and just some of the things that happened to help you know, maybe that can encourage you in making the decision and realize that God loves you and has a plan for your life. You can see them at meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org. But I'm talking about a prophetic word that was given 1 year ago today, this week, and it's coming to pass, because remember, we were choosing at that time. America was choosing who our leader was going to be. And what we were saying, pray, pray, let God lead you. Mm-hmm. You know, let God lead you. Spend 2 weeks abiding or 6 weeks abiding with God before you even open your mouth. Let God speak to you and then vote as he leads you. Mm-hmm. And talk to people and find out who they are and their value system and in the context of that. And this is what America chose. And Washington, for example, reflects the heart of America. It reflects the heart of America. And so you cannot criticize the mirror that's in Washington, D.C. That's a mirror of America's heart. They're representative. We sent them there. You know, we voted them. That's how they got, that's how the 530 some odd leaders got there. They got there because some people went to a particular, for whatever reason, to a voting booth. They pulled a lever and they as a government, by the people, they chose who their leaders are going to be. Mm-hmm. So what's being done right now, what I'm talking about, is because you chose for this to be done. America chose for this to be done.
Right.
And the word that was given, it was given on August the 24th. You can see it on the VFN Torch, August the 24th. And it was the Republican National Convention was going on. And that's where, I guess, the Republicans are going to, I guess, choose or lift up whoever they want to be their particular person. And it was right before September the 5th, where the Democrats were doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And They had it all set up, I believe, what was in Tampa, was it, John?
Yes.
In Tampa. And it just so happens that a hurricane, was coming out of the east. And it was coming in, and they were trying to predict, should we stop this? Should we delay it?
Mm-hmm.
And you can read about this. And it went right smack dab over the Republican National Convention. And based on the map I'm looking at, and you can see this on the VFN torch, it was at 75 miles an hour, huge storm wind right over, and they had to delay it. Right. I think they cut off the first couple of days of something. And so immediately God began to speak to my spirit, and you can hear this. You can go, you can make this, this is available to you. And it's entitled, Hurricane Isaac is a Warning Shot Fired Over the Bowel of America. But the Lord just began to just push me the way he'll push prophetically and just say, you know, hey, you know, this is a warning shot. Because you picture Florida as the bow of a ship, and America's a ship. Imagine the whole map of America's a ship. And then you got this pointy bow called Florida sticking out. And then imagine a gunshot being fired over Florida. And so what this hurricane was, it was shot over Florida. And it literally went over Florida. And the name of the hurricane was Laughter. Hurricane Isaac. Isaac means laughter. Remember when his mother found out that he was going to be born? She was so shocked, thought it couldn't happen. So she started laughing. We'll just call his name Laughter. By the way, that was a promise of God.
Mm-hmm.
That was the promise. And you can hear this, but then... Yeah, I talked about this, and I'll talk about it again. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 through 33, he says, this is what the Word of God says. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you, and I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I called, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, in turn, I will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind.
Mm.
That's what a hurricane is, like a whirlwind. When disaster, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. There's so many people today right now, God is just downloading dreams and speaking to them. And they're just like treating God like a buffet. I'll take two of these, three of those, not one of those. I'm not going to take any of it. And they're assuming that God will actually continue to speak. But I'm telling you right now that if we don't repent, the voice of the Lord will dry up.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no oil in the lamp. And those are sad days when you can't hear the voice of the Lord. He says, then they will call to me. Abide all you want to.
Mm.
Then you will call to me, and I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. And it just came over me. And I said, this is a warning shot fired over the bow of America. And within hours, I believe it was within hours, at the Empire State Building in New York City, the NYPD began to fire shots at the base of the Empire State Building. And the shots were being fired as the word came out, as the prophetic word was coming out about what God's doing in Florida and over the nation. This is shot fired over the bow. right before the other Americans in the DNC were going to say, we don't want God. In between, the sandwich in between this was the empire of shots being fired, and the NYPD was firing at a potential suspect. And it's reported that innocent citizens were being killed. Mm-hmm. They missed. They just didn't. Yeah. They couldn't. So innocent people were killed. So what is God saying? Listen, there's going to be death.
Wow.
There's going to be calamity. The storm is fashioned. God is warning. Who's paying attention? How did we respond to that? We went in September the 5th and had the Democratic National Convention and said, we don't even want God. We don't even want God. To make them happy, we'll say we do. But we don't even want God. That's Americans. You can't say them. That's us.
Right.
But when you hear about them booing God, as a matter, I want you to hear right now, this is mayor, which is the chairman of the Democratic National Convention at... a year ago, September. And listen, this is the proceeding where they're coming back out and to bring God in. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to listen to them boo God. But he's trying to bring God back in the platform because they've already pulled God out of the platform. They pulled God out of the platform. Yeah. America, they want to lead America and say, we want to pull God out of the platform.
Wow.
And by the way, the head of this particular party is our president. That's the head of it.
Right.
Yeah. Listen up.
Recognizes the delegate from Ohio, the chair of the platform drafting committee, former governor Ted Strickland.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move that we suspend the rules to permit an amendment to the platform adopted by this convention last night.
Now he's talking about, we just adopted a platform last night, and the platform he's referring to is we took a platform that had God removed out of it. He's going, I'd like to make an amendment. Very smart man, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then, by the way, these are Americans. Don't think of them as a party. Think of them as your brother and your neighbor. Think of them as your sister and your brother. These are Americans. We're all Americans. We're seen as one nation. Mm-hmm. And so an American stand up goes, I'd like to make a motion to undo what we did last night.
Hello.
Now listen to the response. And they've already worked this out behind the scenes. This is their talk. Listen up.
Governor Strickland has made a motion on the floor to suspend the rules. Is there a second?
And there was like a no going on, but understand they had to suspend the rules to be able to change what they did. They're trying to like, we got to fix this. Oh my goodness. Wow. We just took, and you're thinking, everybody's thinking that way, but you start hearing, you're looking at the crowd. How big is that crowd right there? I mean, it's packed out. I don't know.
At least 50,000, do you think? 50, 60?
Yeah, but you can see this on the VFN Torch. Yeah. You know, you can see it. But listen up. This is, they're talking about bringing God back in.
A motion to suspend the rules to permit the amendment to the platform has been moved and seconded. This is a non-debatable motion requiring a two-thirds vote. All of those in favor of suspending the rules, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. In the opinion of the chair, there's been a two-thirds affirmative vote to suspend the rules.
Okay, they set the platform now. Everybody's going, yeah, let's go ahead and whatever this issue is, let's bring it out, deal with it so we can move on. And so everybody's agreed, let's bring it up. So that's not like they did it against anybody's will. They said, okay, bring Jesus and Barabbas out here.
And that was pretty clear.
That was pretty clear.
That was pretty clear.
Bring these us Americans are going, bring Jesus and Barabbas out here. Bring God out here and let's hear it. Let's hear it. Bring them on out. Bring them on out. Okay, listen.
Governor, would you like to make your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This summer, I was proud to serve this party as the platform drafting committee chair. As the chair, I come before you today to discuss two important matters related to our party's national platform. As an ordained United Methodist minister, I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion?
Read the motion. Can you see what the motion is? Let's see if we can get that. John, can you see that?
Mm. Let's see here.
Give us a moment here. We're pulling this up so we can actually get the motion to you.
Requires a two-thirds vote in the requires a two-thirds vote in
give
the
one moment.
Requires a two-thirds.
And it's about to come up in just a moment, and we're going to see if we can read the motion to you. And they were pulled Jerusalem as the capital out, mm-hmm. which is
okay.
It's so quick,
it
is it not?
So but they flashed. My goodness, it flashed up and flashed.
You
got to
give
right
us a
down.
Second because it is super fast. It is super fast.
He read it. It was interesting. He read it. Then they made it very clear in his what do you call those jumbotrons? I mean, it was mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah.
So everyone can plainly see it.
Right.
Except
right.
we can't.
It was pretty
quick. It flashes
quick.
Pretty fast.
We tried. We really tried. Maybe you can make it out on the VFN torch, but we're going to, you know, move on with what's going on. Here again is the governor making the proclamation.
Okay. Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegate.
You have to understand that this man that has a camera at his wife or lady beside him that has a sign that says, you know, Arab American Democrats. Mm. And she's looking at him like, no, you're not talking about Jerusalem. And they're taking his picture like, right? It's like, yeah. It's like the CIA or something. Right. Is it not? You can see this. I mean, look at her face and his camera taking a picture of this pastor standing up. Listen, church. Listen, Christians, you know, you think you can be friends with those who are not friends with God? You think that you can walk hand in hand with darkness? You can think that those who proclaim your destruction that are not going to destroy you, that JJ is not going to be a reality? You know, how do you see Jesus? How do you see the Jews? If you're not for them, then I'm not for you in the context of having that kind of being walking together like that. But listen, this is how they vote. And listen to them boo having Jerusalem in their platform as the capital.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the... Let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
You just had here, you had the same, they signed the camera back on the Arab American Democratic couple that's there that took the picture of the man. And there was more no's than there were yeses in regards to Jerusalem. That's taking God. I mean, it's just amazing. Now listen up. And so the no's won, by the way.
Right.
And
that's
called Robert's Rules of Order.
That's right.
The no's won. But now listen what the chairman says.
Look at his face.
Yeah.
I.
I'm gonna.
Dude, this is his moment. This is his moment. Because see, he'll stand alone before God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This is his own personal moment. That he could have said, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Because I'm going to stand before the throne of God and I'm going to be held accountable. It's all yours. I'm out of here. God is God.
Yeah.
And above him, there's none other. And Jerusalem. And you'll hear about it because we're going to continue talking the extra hour, you know, about Jerusalem and where our ships are sitting right outside. And some, again, so many things. This whole in today's program is so prophetic. And this is his moment. And watch what the chairman did. He's going, yeah. Because he realized the no's won. They said, no, we don't want Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel, which is denying God.
And then you've got to let them do what they're going to do.
Do you hear that? Ooh. You got to let them do what they're going to do. I want you to hear that again, because that's like, let the blood be on our head, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I want you to hear it. I don't know if you can hear it. If y'all could turn that up so they can definitely hear it.
Them do what they're gonna do.
I guess.
And then you've got to let them do what they're gonna do.
I'll do that one more time.
And then you've got to let them do what they're gonna do.
I'll do that one more time.
And that's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. And you could tell this is not good. I don't know if he's thinking politically. I don't know if he's thinking judgment seat. But he's trying to work this thing out because he realized this whole thing that he's involved with just denied God.
God.
And you'll find out more about that because we're going to talk about Jerusalem, and it's not just a piece of land.
Hmm.
And here he's going to say, he's going to try to save it by doing what he does now. Listen up.
All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen. Thank you very much.
That, the head of that, is the one that is heading what we're going to be talking about today. And that's a choice that America has made. Don't be blamed. This is the choice that America has made. And they booed. They booed God. And there, I mean, you can see this, a video you can see on the, all this is going to be, is available to you, and it'll be made available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And so this couple that was taking pictures of the pastor, they thought, you know, everybody's got some good ideas, whatever party they're in, but you got to make up your mind, I got to stand before God. And this pastor just realized, you know, this is how I stand with God in Jerusalem, and this is how I believe the president stands with God in Jerusalem. But the part, these people around, these Americans around me, they don't stand for the same thing I stand for. As a matter of fact, they boo what I stand for, right? Listen up.
Thank you. Governor Strickland, thank you again for your service. Governor Strickland, thank you again for your service as chair of the Platform Drafting Committee.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
But I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet found a body of believers, a gathering of ones that are hearing from the Lord and desiring to position ourselves before God for this day, for this season, let me tell you, if you happen to be in the Gulf Coast region, you need to begin to come and seek out Vine Fellowship Network, this dream center that's being developed, an apostolic center to be able to be one of the foundational parts of the many parts that are in America to be able to turn the nation around. But if you can't, if you're not close geographically, you need to begin to join us virtually and join with all the virtual members that are joining us and listening and staying in tune, because we can stay together. There's so many different ways to connect today through VFN TV, VFN Radio, and every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. on VFN Radio, a live broadcast from a prophetic word just coming out that moment in time from the VFN Dream Center. You need to catch it, be a part of what's going on. There's hope, but you got to get under a message of hope. You got to understand your part. When I read about Dr. Carson's book in America the Beautiful, that the thing, the consistent theme throughout his book, which is really good, but you kind of got it. I didn't read it for a long time because I'm thinking, okay, it's going to talk about it, spacious skies, purple seas, and purple mountains and majesty. And it had nothing to do with that. And but one consistent theme, other than, of course, God throughout the book, is sacrifice, personal sacrifice. And if you want to be a part, if you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, a part, a player in the kingdom, if you want to quit being a spectator, if you're ready to get involved and do, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, not an itching ear dictator, demanding from others what you want to hear, but somebody who says, I want to hear from God and I want to be a doer of the word and blessing all that I do. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network, the VFN Dream Center is for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook. That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about prophecy. Prophecy is God speaking to us about what is going to happen. And you, if you have not yet heard the first part of this, you can hear it and see it on the VFN Torch as well, or on the highlights on your app or your Android or your iPhone. But you're listening to VFN Radio, and you can get to us at VFNTV.com. You need to understand prophetically what God does nothing unless he speaks it prophetically to his people first. And he's shouting. Yeah. He's shouting, and we need to listen, because just listen, and you know, there's just too much to be able to repeat. You got to go back and just listen to it. But the word that was given, and I'm going to be talking about it in the extra hour because we're coming to the end of this hour, the word that was given in 1 year ago this week has come to pass. Because remember what I was saying and what we just heard right before the break was that America was, God was laughing over our attempts at this point, because at some point you just got to get right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you build, who you choose to lead your country or something or whatever. It's just, you got to get right. You know, and it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. So the whole thing is that, does it really matter? And nothing matters if God's people are still in rebellion to him. And it's the church, it's us that need to get right before God. It doesn't matter what political, whatever. It matters us. Mm-hmm. Are we going to begin to walk in the ways of God? Us. You know, how can we continue to tell the world that they need to acknowledge God? Why the only way that much of the church is acknowledging God is with our lips, but not with our life. This is what he says. You flatter me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Mm-hmm. And it's not what we say. It's what we do. Jesus said he knows us and we know each other by our fruit. We need to repent and go back to our first love and do the works that we first began to walk in when we heard the word of God. You're going to hear about very specifically 1 year to the day after that word was prophesied, after this shot was heard around the world, what's being said as we speak and reported by Fox News, and the whole world knows, paying attention to what choices that we made as a nation during that time last year. And you just heard firsthand, you saw what happened to the guys who called themselves Republicans, and then the guys who called the Americans who call themselves Republicans, the Americans who call themselves Democrats. You know, it doesn't matter what party is. You saw what happened. God laughing. He says, I'll laugh at your disaster. I'll laugh at your destruction. And we're seeing things just be set up. But the biggest thing that you heard me say was that Hurricane Isaac, and Isaac means laughter, is a shot fired across the bow of America, a warning shot. And it was followed up. It was followed up within a short moment of time, right after that word was delivered, and God urged me to get it out right away. We did it unusually, got it out on the VFN Torch. Right after that, at the Empire State Building, shots were fired at the Empire State Building, where law enforcement began to shoot, NYPD began to shoot, New York Police Department, and innocent people got shot when they were trying to reach a suspect. Listen, God is speaking to us. There's a reason why in God we trust is on the edge of the coin. We still have time. We still have time. Join us for the rest in the extra hour.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. You know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and I know you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series. Mm-hmm. And series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, which also original intent and wisdom moments. And
prophetic words.
Prophetic words. And those are series that it has right there. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that. Think about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetize. But then at the bottom, you can choose live. Like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's VVictor FN TV, and you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app. And it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. And we need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king as his kingdom and the safety of his people. You know, there's something about when you first get saved, that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Ooh. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God, through his awesome, awesome son, Jesus Christ, go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.